Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thomas Roman with LiveLean.org. This is a goal-setting workshop. The purpose of this goal-setting workshop is for you to determine the reasons why you want to live lean. Now, I consider goals being able to see the future in advance. Basically, what you're doing is you're taking your future, you're putting it on paper, and you're making it into your very thoughts and into your actions. So your actions include both your words coming out of your mouth and also the things you do with your hands. So when I see someone with strong goals, I see them speaking from a position of power, someone who says how good the world is and how great things are, because their world is simply a reflection of the goals and thoughts they keep in their mind. Now, this is probably the most important step you're going to take in this whole program, because you're going to define your life. And there are several areas of goal setting in this program. The first is personal goals. The second is relationship goals. The third is society and community goals. The fourth is physical health goals, and the fifth is financial goals. There are many more aspects, I'm sure. If I missed any in this, please feel free to add those to your workshop. All right, let's get started. Before we start the actual goal-setting workshop, I'm going to read to you two quotes. The first is by Theodore Roosevelt. It's called The Man in the Arena, and it goes like this. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes out short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows, in the end, the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither the victory nor defeat. Ladies and gentlemen, I read that quote to you because on this program, you're going to have days when you don't meet your expectations, and it is natural for that to happen. The key is every day you keep getting better and better, that you are actually in the arena. You're the one who is playing the game. You're not sitting as a spectator anymore, and that's a big quote to read every single day. I personally enjoy it. And the second one is one of my favorites. It's by Marianne Williamson. It's entitled Our Greatest Fear. Our greatest fear. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Ladies and gentlemen, you can be as big as you want to be. And you're not becoming great by being small. And a big part of this process is to help you get into the best shape of your life so you have the self-esteem to feel great about yourself. And in addition to that, to go out there and have the energy, the tenacity, the vitality to make your life happen and to make it as big as you want it to be. The Goal Setting Workshop. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a real-time workshop where I read out some suggestions in certain areas of your life. As mentioned before, we're going to go through five areas of your life here. Personal, relationships, society and community, physical health, and financial. Now, a real-time goal-setting exercise means that as I read, you're going to be writing. And after I stop reading, you'll have another minute or so to finish up and tidy up your answers. At the end of this, I'm going to go through a couple more steps with you to help you really clarify and put your goals into what's called affirmations. Affirmations being what Brian Tracy calls the triple P principle. The personal, the positive, and the present tense. And we're also going to put a deadline on these goals. So, let's get started. Personal goals. The first dimension of goal setting includes all of our personal dreams and aspirations. Write personal goals on the top of your first page. The personal realm consists of spiritual goals, relationships with God, how we think of ourselves and love ourselves, skills we want to develop, places we want to see, etc. It involves daily time that we spend alone to contemplate where and who we are, This leads to our ability to be self-disciplined and emotionally strong. We should set goals for our professional skills, such as public speaking, punctuality, time management, computer management skills, and others. We should think of those things we want to learn in our lives, such as languages, instruments, and typing. So let's get started. Does your creative self want to sculpt, paint, draw, act, sing, write a book, poetry, or song? Do you want to travel to view art or challenge yourself in new environments such as hiking or exploring a foreign country? Think of how you look. Are your shoes polished? How do you wish to speak and articulate your words? How is your posture? How is your haircut? Ask yourself these questions and answer honestly. How is your attitude diet? What stimuli are you inputting now? Are you inputting positive stimuli such as literature, positive music, audiobooks, and surrounding yourself in good environments? Or are you putting in television, radio, video games, and random internet information? What are you getting out? What do you think you'd have to take in to perform the way you like to? What stimuli will heighten your awareness in the future? Are you listening to inspirational audiobooks every day? How is your character and virtue? Are you using your mind to its fullest capacity? Have you listened to your visions and insights as you have them? Do you record your thoughts as you have them so you can take action on them later? Think of all these things that you want to do in life that were not asked here and write them down. Answer all these questions honestly. Relationships. The next step of our goal-setting exercise regards your relationships with your significant other, your family, your friends, and business associates. Take out a new piece of paper and label it relationships. Who are the people who are important to you, and what do you want to do with and for them? Are you a parent, son, brother, sister, or friend? What do you want to do for your children? Do you want to finance a college education? Do you want to go on a family vacation? Do you want to spend more time with them? As a son or a daughter, do you spend enough time with your parents? Do you want to take them out and tell them you love them? As a brother or sister, do you spend enough time with each other and talk? As a friend, do you make an effort to stay in touch on a regular basis? Are you there in times of joy and need? Do you want to spend more time with your family and loved ones? Think of these questions and any more that you might have and you can answer honestly. Society and community. Society plays the next role of our goal-setting process. Take out a new piece of paper and label it society. How do you treat others when you meet them? When you meet new people, do you welcome them with a new conversation and an open hand? Are you charismatic and enthusiastic in your demeanor and smile? Do you approach every situation with a positive attitude? Do you introduce yourself at dinner parties? How do people greet you in return? Are they happy to see you? Do you want to spend more time with your neighbors? In your community, are you giving time and energy to help out where you can? Do you see an opportunity to assist those in need for whom you will start a community project? Do you have a desire to start a club or a committee? Do you want to run for office? Do you think you'd be a great coach? Do you want to start or contribute to a charity? If so, what kind? Do you think you can improve your surroundings? Do you want to do something about the global environment? Do you want to visit Peru and make an effort to possibly save the rainforests? What is it that you want to do in your community? Take a moment and answer these questions honestly. Physical health. The next phase is something about which the LiveLean.org program has spoken in depth. This is our physical journey. Take out a new piece of paper and label it physical health. We have only one mind and body in which we are blessed. Are you taking care of it? Do you feel that you are using it in an ideal fashion? If not, do you want to change? Are you working out regularly and following the workout schedule mentioned in the LiveLean.org website? Are you weight training 3 days per week as well as doing cardiovascular exercise? Are you planning your meals? Or are you eating in a hit-or-miss fashion? Do you want to bring your body to the ultimate in performance and live a life to the ultimate existence? Do you want to practice martial arts? Do you want to look the way you've always dreamed? Does looking like this add to your confidence and sex appeal? All of your physical fitness goals are continual goals. Just schedule at least 1 hour per day to work out and shower. You should also schedule at least a half hour per day to prepare the meals you eat. If these are some of your goals, please go to the LiveLean.org website, as this program may be just what you're looking for. pick another moment and answer any other questions you have of why you want to be physically healthy. Anything about being with your grandkids as they grow older, having a really fun later life, the golden years. We had a guy on our website, livelean.org, who is in his mid-80s, a Holocaust survivor, who's more active now than he has ever been in his life because he works out and eats well. You can do it too. Take a moment to write down why you are choosing to live lean and why you're making a stand for your health. Financial goals. Take out a new piece of paper and label it financial goals. Yeah, there are purely financial goals in life. For example, if you want to have health insurance, it costs about $400 per month. If you want a house, it may be $2,000 per month. If you want to go on a $2,400 vacation each year, that equals about $200 per month you have to save. Or if you want to drive a new car with insurance, that may be as much as $800 per month, depending on the car you want. This is a place where we're going to really go into this and address those financial ideas very directly. Answer these questions. Are you financially independent? Do you want to be? Are you willing to stack your asset pile, meaning create and invest in things that put money into your pocket and make the necessary sacrifices to become financially independent? Do you have health insurance? How much do you want to budget for your continual education? Do you want to buy the food that you and your family need to be healthy? Do you want a gym membership or purchase the necessary equipment to ensure that you can exercise regularly? What kind of transportation do you want? Where do you want to take your next adventure vacation? Do you want a yacht or a sailboat? Do you want an apartment in a major city near you so you have a place to relax over seeing a play or after a night out with your friends? Do you want a house or apartment that you have always wanted? Do you want a helicopter or a Learjet? What do you want to do with your time? Write down your dollar figure total of what you'll need in order to make this happen. Now that you have your monthly dollar figure on how you want to live, it is time to figure out how you will earn that dollar figure through the assets that will put money into your pocket. The first question to ask is, how will you make your initial income? Will you look at a job that enables you to follow your dreams and be the real you? If so, how will you get that job? Do you need more qualifications and skills? Do you need to redo your resume and perhaps do a cover letter? Or are you going to earn that income through an entrepreneurial venture, intellectual property, or some sort of subscription website? What type of venture do you want to start? What is the idea? When are you going to write the business plan? Do you know how to write a business plan? If you don't, there's some good books out there. Who do you need as a leadership team to help you? How will you finance your venture? Answer these questions as honestly as you can. Now that you have your goals, it's very important that we keep these goals in mind. And the goal of our goal setting workshop is for you to make these things written on paper into the thoughts you have all the time. So when someone asks how you're doing, you visualize the life that you have written on paper now. The person living those goals is who you want to become. So let's get started. The first part of this process is going to be to circle the top three goals in each area. So your top three that you want to hit first. Just circle them on a piece of paper. Take a moment and do that now. Now that you have the top three goals in each area circled, I want you to rewrite those on a separate piece of paper according to what Brian Tracy calls the Triple P Principle. The Triple P Principle is very simple. It means making goals in the present, meaning that the goal is now, meaning I speak Spanish. Second, personal. Personal means using the word I. As Brian Tracy said, you're the only person in the world who can use the word I in relation to you. And the third is positive. The positive point means not to say something like, I want to stop smoking. That was a bad one. Or I want to stop drinking. Saying something like, I only put things in my body that are conducive to good health. So that is the way you say it. I only put, present tense, things in my body that are conducive to good health. And the last part of this is we're going to write down a due date of when they're due. That's what Brian Tracy calls the explanation point on the goal. So take a moment now and write your goals in the present, positive, and personal tense, and then write down at the end of them when you anticipate having your goal done by, the due date. Now that you have that done, I want to run you through an exercise that I do every single time I have a goal-setting workshop, and that is to rewrite these goals. You should have about 15 goals in front of you. To rewrite these goals down, and I want you to time yourself, so you're going to be writing down what's called now an affirmation. Now, an affirmation means you're affirming how your life is right now. So by you writing these down, I want you to visualize through several things. The way that we're going to describe it is some of this I got from Brian Tracy, some of it I kind of developed over time. But it is the frequency, how often you think about these goals, and your life actually now. We're not even going to say goals. We're going to say the life that you are living, because that's the life that you're having now. The future is becoming you are now. So the frequency with which you can have these goals, the duration, FD, the duration of how long you keep these in mind, the vividness, how vivid are these goals in your mind? Meaning vividness is colors and taste. The vividness with which you have these goals, the intensity, how badly do you want them? If you need a goal bad enough, sometimes you need accomplishments in a day or two, okay? And the last is going to be gratitude. Be in a state of gratitude as if all these have already happened. When you pray, just thank God for all this becoming true. So frequency, duration, vividness, intensity, and gratitude. Okay, that's the acronym. FBVIG. Frequency, duration, vividness, intensity, and gratitude. Now, I want you to time yourself how long it takes to rewrite the goals. Take a moment now and rewrite these goals with those points in mind. Frequency, duration, intensity, vividness, and gratitude. Just like that. Most of the time, we are able to rewrite these goals in less than 5 minutes. So if it took you 3 to 4 minutes to rewrite them, the last part of this is the most important part of all this, is to rewrite them twice a day. Now, the reason you rewrite them twice a day is to keep them fresh in your mind. The mind wakes up as a blank slate. So when you wake up in the morning, you're not thinking anything. The goal is to consciously put into your mind the thoughts you want to have, the thoughts you want to be thinking. So now, rewrite the goals in the morning as soon as you get up. And then, right before you go to bed, rewrite them again. And you're going to be trading 10 minutes of your time to see these goals come true over time. And the last step, you're going to need the energy and vigor that you're going to get from the LiveLean.org program to accomplish these goals. You're going to need it. Because when you're in action, you need as much as you can get in order to make it happen. I want you to take the LiveLean.org business card. If you don't have one, just get a little piece of paper. And I want you to write down your top goals on there of why you want to live lean. What are the reasons why, the real reasons that you need to get healthy? Is it your family that you want to be there for them? Is it that you can't walk up a flight of stairs? Is it that you want to go to Rome or to Paris and sit in a sidewalk cafe and drink a cappuccino and watch the sunset and be able to walk around the entire city without being fatigued and feeling great while you're at it? That's what I want to really ask you. Now, write down those ideas on the back of the LiveLean.org business card or on a set of pieces of paper. And then what I want you to do is whenever you have a spare moment, whether you be on hold on the phone, or if you're on a train, or at a bus station, or online at a supermarket, I want you to read your goals down whenever you have a spare moment, and I want you to think about yourself as if it's already true. And that is going to be your accountability to yourself, of you making this happen. So, please, ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to do this program wholeheartedly. It will change your life. And please visit the LiveLean.org website to learn more. Thank you very much for your time, and have a great day.